This Thursday night marks the start of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra's new season of concerts at the Wharton Center. And so I sat down with Maestro Timothy Muffett. For this first LSO Masterworks concert, Thursday night at 7:30, to me it seems to deal greatly with the crossing of musical borders. You know, from the French to the Latin by way of Camille Saint-Saëns, the Havanaise, the poem of Ernest Chausson, and a couple of other composers. Was that what you were aiming for in this first concert?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I love exploring the ripples outside of the epicenter of Ravel and Debussy. And so this is a program that has no Ravel and Debussy on it, but it is really tied into that. Yeah. So we have two composers right around that same time and place, and where much of the stylistic language evolved out of those languages. Mm. And then we see the ripple effect across borders, as you said, with Manuel de Falla, the Spanish Impressionist composer, and Ottorino Respighi, the Italian. There is a connection between all these works that comes from that kind of epicenter. But this is our season opener, so we were looking for just very colorful, engaging music. For hopefully people coming for the first time will come away thinking, I want some more of that.
The soloist that is going to be playing those two pieces in the first half, she is a local one.
Yes. This, you know, every year we try to feature someone from the area who's gone on and done great, great things in music, and there is a huge inventory of those people. And we're really thrilled to be bringing back Melissa White. She played with us a number of seasons ago. But yes, she's a Lansing native, a fantastic violinist, and has gone on to become, was the founder of the Harlem String Quartet, and has had a great career as a chamber musician and as a soloist. And it's really exciting to have her back with us.
And she was also a winner of the Sphinx competition.
Right.
That group from over in eastern Michigan, Detroit and Ann Arbor, champions of ensuring Black and Latinx musicians have a growing presence in classical music.
Right. Sphinx is doing really great work in building the diversity in classical music, which is, you know, has been an issue for a long time, and they're really doing some wonderful work, and Melissa is a part of that, yes.
And for the entire second half of this Thursday night's Lansing Symphony Orchestra season opener, you're going all natural in Italy.
Right, so we have Pines of Rome of Respighi, which is a certainly uniquely glorious experience in music. There's nothing else quite like it out there. Even the other tone poems of Respighi.
The Rome Trilogy.
Right.
Yeah.
They're fantastic, of course, but this is a work that really stands by itself. You know, this may seem obvious to some, but, you know, when we hear a title repeated over and over and over and over again, we lose track of its original intent. And this is a piece of music about trees and how they interact with the environment. So very appropriate for Michigan, right?
As we're just entering our third autumn.
Right, yes. This is about the glory of nature. This is a music about nature.
Maestro Timothy Muffett leads the Lansing Symphony, and guest soloist, returning home to mid-Michigan for this concert, violinist Melissa White. Tickets and more information at lansingsymphony.org. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.